Welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Skellen, and today I'll be discussing Holiday Affair from 1949, starring Robert Mitchum and Janet Leigh, and directed by Don Hartman. All right, so some essential movie details about Holiday Affair from 1949. This film was intended to soften Robert Mitchum's screen persona after his prison sentence in 1949. Although this modest film was not a success at the time, annual showings on Turner Classic Movies in recent years have made this film something of a minor holiday classic. All right, and so those are some behind-the-scenes details about Holiday Affair from 1949. So now I'll get into my thoughts on the plot, which I gave a 4 out of 5. I really liked it. I actually liked this plot a lot. I thought it was a really sweet story, you know, about a woman. She's falling in love and she can't decide kind of which man she really wants to be with. But the main conundrum for her is letting go of her deceased husband who died in World War II. And I just love that dynamic, that relationship that she has with these two different men. One of them she literally just met, and the other one she's known for years. So it's a pretty interesting story. And the only real issue I have, though, is we don't really get to see how the movie ends. You know, we see them embrace each other. Robert Mitchum's character, Steve, and her character, Connie, they embrace, you know, holding the little kid and all that. But that's about it. I kind of wish it was that shot, and then it faded into a similar position, but they're at, I don't know, at the altar or something like that. Maybe that's a little too cheesy, but I wish we got to see an actual ending. It felt like we got robbed of an ending because this relationship is built up so much throughout the film, and then that's all we get of it, right? So I was a little disappointed with that. All right, so the acting, I gave it a 5 out of 5. This is the first time I have seen a Robert Mitchum film. I thought he was fantastic in his role. He plays a lovable drifter, if you will, you know, like, doesn't really have any ambitions or anything like that. He has a goal and a dream he's trying to work towards, but he's working at a department store and kind of poor and all that. But he was a great character. He's almost like a cowboy. I really liked that personality he has. And I just think he's a great actor. I could totally see why he was successful in Hollywood. So I look forward to checking out more movies with him. And then I also thought Janet Leigh was great. I've seen her in 3 or 4 movies now. I thought she was great as a widowed mother who's trying to do the best for her son. And I even liked the actor who played the son. I thought he was a great child actor and was really, really serious and good in the role. I thought he was great. I also liked Wendell Corey as Carl. I thought he was a great actor too. And just all around, it's a great cast. And a lot of people, if you've seen, you know, other movies in the era or even some more B films, you'll recognize a lot of these actors and actresses that are in a lot of great films. So it's a great cast overall, and I thought superb. It's definitely the highlight of the film, but I thought it was top notch. All right, so directing, I gave it a 5 out of 5. This is the first Don Hartman film I've seen, and I thought it was great. You know, I liked, even though that the scenes were limited, we were only in pretty much 3 different set pieces. I thought the acting was superb. It's really built up with the cast. I thought he did a really excellent job in assembling this crew together. And it really does feel like a Christmas rush. Like when we're in the department store, there's hundreds of people going in and out. It feels pretty realistic. And I think he really captured that. And a lot of the emotions of the characters, I thought he did really well too, especially the little boy who plays Timmy. He was a great little actor. But yeah, I thought it was fantastic direction overall. All right, so cinematography and special effects, I gave it a 4 out of 5. While I liked the acting and, like I said, I love the direction, it does feel a little limiting with the set pieces sometimes, and I do think that's due to budget constraints. It's not a major film. You know, like It's a Wonderful Life, for example, which came out a couple years earlier, had a much, much bigger budget, I think, because, you know, different costume changes and whatnot. So this film feels pretty limited. It's pretty generic, you know, nothing spectacular or anything out of the ordinary. So it's not something that you'll notice as much. It's pretty subtle, but it's not terrible. Like it's great. But like I said, I think the highlight is the acting. I think the actors are probably the best part of it and really, really keep the film alive. I think they're the light that keeps it going, you know? So yeah, All right. So the music, I gave it a 3 out of 5. I thought it was pretty generic, pretty basic music, nothing spectacular. And I want to say there's only a couple Christmas songs in this movie overall, which you got to have Christmas music, you know. There's only maybe one or two, if that. It's not really a musical, though, so it makes sense, but it's just generic. All right, so tallying that all up, that brings my Letterboxd score to a 4.2 out of 5, which I'm rounding to a 4 out of 5. So would I recommend this movie? Yes, I would. And especially to people who have seen the same 5 movies every year for years on end. If you want to try a new Christmas movie, this is the first time I had ever seen it. And I highly recommend checking it out, especially if you've never even heard of it. I mean, it's pretty underrated, I would say. I don't know of anyone else who's talked about it or discussed about it. So I thought it was really good. No, it's not the best Christmas movie in the world, but I really love the acting and the connection between Robert Mitchum's character and with Janet Leigh. I thought they were great. Great screen couple, if you will. So yeah, I had a great time with it and I highly recommend it. All right, so those are my thoughts on Holiday Affair from 1949. Thank you so much for watching and listening to today's episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. And video versions on YouTube and Rumble, Mondays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, well, thank you so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.